Pressure is mounting on Egypt to follow through on its pledges to open the border. The Rafah gate crossing is the only way out for Palestinians trapped by the deadly Israeli siege and airstrikes. For now, while Egypt and Israel agree some aid can flow into Gaza, Egypt is not allowing refugees out. Let's talk more with Michael Wahid Hanna. He's U.S. Program Director for the International Crisis Group. Michael, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So the Rafah gate is an essential crossing, and we know queues and queues of trucks with aid are lined up, ready for this gate to open. Help us understand who controls this gate, who decides whether it gets opened.
Well, it's like an international boundary, right? So, this is the one outlet from the Gaza Strip into Sinai in Egypt. And the Egyptians are keen to have this open. And in fact, they will say that it has never closed. Part of the problem here is that the Israelis have bombed the Gaza side of the Rafah crossing four times. And so Egypt would like this open. You mentioned that it hasn't been open for people, and that's something we can talk on because it is a big concern for Egypt. But Egypt is very keen to have Rafah open to get humanitarian assistance and supplies in, first and foremost, because the situation, as you mentioned, is dire.
And let me ask you about the people part of this. I mean, they're the ones who are suffering in the way you just described. What is the government of Egypt's perspective on taking in large numbers of Palestinian refugees?
Egypt is understandably very concerned about the idea of millions of Palestinians leaving their homes and fleeing to Egypt. I think there are both principled and self-interested reasons for Egypt's position. And it's a position, frankly, that's shared really throughout the region. And first and foremost is a fear about transfer, the effective transfer of Palestinians and Palestinian populations from Gaza to Egypt, a kind of shifting of the historical burden and seeing a solution to the question of Palestine in Egypt, as opposed to through a negotiated outcome between Palestinians and Israelis. This is a great fear, and looking at Palestinian history and the multiple waves of refugees, it's not surprising that many Palestinians wonder if they do flee their homes in Gaza and leave to go to Egypt, whether they'll ever be allowed to return.
One NGO leader we spoke to a few days ago mentioned fears of Hamas fighters crossing into the Sinai Peninsula and that factoring into, in his view, this decision whether to open this gate and how it might open security. To what degree is that a factor here?
It is absolutely a factor. I mean, we can imagine that there will be some movement of people, controlled movement of people, particularly injured from Gaza into Egypt. But in terms of mass displacement, this question of security is front and center for Egyptian leaders. There has been an insurgency in North Sinai for many years now. It is a protracted conflict there. And there have been interlinkages between militants in Gaza and militants in Sinai. I think Egyptian leaders rightly are concerned about the prospect that the site, the kind of locale for Palestinian armed resistance simply shifts from Gaza to Egypt, to Sinai. And in that case, then, Egypt will be in the very unenviable position of having to police Palestinian militancy. And that's obviously something that they would very much like to avoid.
Yeah. And finally, in Egypt, you watch it closely, we are expecting large protests in Cairo tomorrow, which I gather is unusual for the government there to allow. What does that tell you about anger in Egypt, in the Arab world?
It's instructive, I think, that we see the Egyptian government announcing that they are going to allow protests on Friday. It is definitely out of keeping. I think it's reflective of the depth of public sentiment, the depth of public anger. And I think the Egyptian government is likely using these protests as a signal to the United States and others that this volatile public opinion in Egypt and in other parts of the region is a factor that they have to consider when thinking about what comes next with respect to the Israeli, the potential Israeli ground offensive into Gaza.
We've been talking to Michael Waheed Hanna. He's U.S. Program Director with the International Crisis Group. Michael, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.